The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors and other stuff. Did I amuse you this morning there, Chris? Was that amusing, an amusing greeting? Ah, good. Glad you liked it. Trying to, you know, get people involved right away. Tell them the phone number. Tell them what we talk about. Of course, you know, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. I assume that the green beer was flowing. Yes. Anyway, it's okay. If you're joining us and would like to participate, the phone number is 410-WCBM-680. That happens to be the call letters of the station, WCBM, and 680 location on your digital or manual dial at the 680. 410-WCBM-680, numerically translated for the alphabetically challenged. That's 410-922-6680. Starts with a 410, of course. 410-922-6680. If you still have a dial phone, yeah, nobody does. If you still have a home phone and are outside our immediate Baltimore dialing area, and you'll know that's like a long-distance thing. If you're not calling on a cell phone, in other words, you can call us toll-free if you're outside the greater Baltimore radii. The number there would be 800-922-6680. So, that's how you reach that. Hey, General Assembly's in full swing. A lot of things are getting done and not getting done in the General Assembly, as is normal. You know, the first 30 days, not much goes on. And then they start kind of having some hearings and, you know, that kind of thing. And then the final, you know, 30 days is frantic. And the final 2 weeks is, like, insane. But anyway, we did hear yesterday something very, very interesting. And if you live in Talbot County, maybe you had some fears about legislation that was proposed for your county. This would have been put forward under the influence of the Farm Bureau. But Senate Bill 954 was withdrawn. And House Bill 1203, the companion bill, was recommitted to the Environmental and Transportation Committee. And what that means is bills, the issue's done for the year. That would have granted the authority to DNR to allow rifles for farmers to shoot deer on deer management permits, DMPs, as they are called. It used to be called crop damage permits. Now they're deer management permits, DMPs. Sounds a little nicer, doesn't it? Sounds a little nicer than, you know, taking a shotgun or, you know, rifle out there in the summertime. Well, anyway, no rifles for farmers with DMPs this year in Talbot County. Talk to some of those guys at the hearing. We were there and talked to a couple of them, and they testified in favor, no opposition to it. of the rifles. But yeah, so that's one thing. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff in committee, bottled up in committee. Not a lot of votes that have been taken, but you know, that's one bit of news from yesterday that we can report to you. As we mentioned, striped bass season on the main stem of the bay opens on April 15th. One fish per person per day, 35 inches or larger. That's the limit. Then the summer fall season, May 16th through December 20th, same as last year, two fish a day greater than 20 inches, with one required to be less than 28 and one maybe over 28. So, but ran across this on, it looks like Sarge's website up there, or maybe they're just a sponsor. It's on bayfishing.something, I don't know. But it's Joe Yak. You can Google Joe Yak's fishing report. And he reported this. If you fish the Susquehanna Flats for catch and release striped bass this time of year, you must read his post. And not only did I read it, I copied it, and I'm going to read it to you. This year, 2017, there's an increased enforcement on the Susquehanna Flats catch and release fishery. The DNR has officers on shore with spotting scopes watching anglers fishing in the river. Many tickets. Many tickets. There are so many. It's huge. For $250 each, were written to anglers for failure to immediately release the fish, which is a requirement. In general, any fish taken out of the water for a picture was ticketed. So with that in mind, this is what I, Joe Yak, suggest to anyone fishing in the area. Do not take the fish out of the water. Unhook it at boat side. If you must take a picture, do it fast and return the fish quickly. If your device has video, take a short video of the landing and release of the fish. It may save you if you have to go to court. The fish should not be out of the water for more than a minute. All hooks on trolling gear must be barbless, and if you're casting plugs, they should be barbless also, just to be safe. I've advocated that ever since they instituted this stupid catch-and-release season. Oh, you want to know how I really feel? I don't like it, never did, never will. Bait fishermen must use circle hooks on any hook with a gap of a half inch or more, and then obey all applicable fishery regulations as printed. Sound advice there, Joe. Don't know you, but sound advice. In bold print, and I assume this is the editorial. This enforcement is necessary because officers have been seeing people keeping the fish out of the water for long periods and handling the fish in a rough manner. There are also fishermen targeting rockfish above the line. This is not good. Last year, a DNR officer was concerned about snagging fish and gave me a hard time for only having the barbs on my plugs mashed down and not filed off completely. This is splitting hairs in my opinion, and it is in mine as well. I was given a warning. Bait fishing without using circle hooks kills a bunch of fish by deep hooking. Follow the regulations and treat the fish gently. And I know my buddy Rudy's probably listening. Maybe recreational anglers have got sloppy in the way we handle fish. Maybe guys are fishing too close to the boundary and drawing attention to them. Maybe some guys are fishing over the line and keeping fish out of season. Maybe guys are snagging fish instead of catching them properly. These are the reasons for the enforcement. The Susquee is a wonderful fishery, and I plan to fish it often this spring. I hope following these suggestions will keep me from getting find. I hope so too, Joe. Interesting reading. We'd love to hear your comments and your opinions on that if you'd care to join us at 410-922-6680. That would be lovely if you did. We welcome back our buddy at Fishbones, Bud, at Fishbones Bait and Tackle, open for the season and for great fishing and all kinds of fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information. I'd like to recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle to you in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, and then you just go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. You'll see Fishbones tucked in there. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay is for Fishbones. Fishbones carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you will ever find. Crab season right around the corner. Here's a phone number to give Bud a call, 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573. That's for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away.
Well, here's an interesting story from News Times. ER doctors who treated mass shooting victims support Sandy Hook lawsuit against the gun maker. March 15th, by a writer by the name of Rob Reiser. Doctors who treated victims of four of the nation's deadliest mass shootings are siding with Sandy Hook families that are asking the state Supreme Court to reinstate their lawsuit against the maker of the world's largest dealer of AR-15 rifles. Lawyers for 10 doctors say they will ask the court to overturn a lower court ruling in October that dismissed the lawsuit against Remington, the Associated Press reported. The request, known as a, is being written by emergency room physicians and trauma surgeons who treated patients after attacks at Sandy Hook, Columbine, at the Aurora Movie Theater, both in Colorado, and at San Bernardino, California. Here's the quote. Wholly based on science, of course, and you know, the evidence. No emotion here at all. Just none. These military weapons are completely distinct from handguns and rifles used for hunting or self-defense. The AP quoted lawyers for the doctors in their brief. They can cause enormous human carnage, destruction, and chaos with their high energy and rapid-fire bullets that leave gaping holes and turn surrounding tissue and organs into goo in large numbers of victims in a matter of seconds. These are doctors. These are the doctors I would not want to be treating me, I don't think. Ugh. Well, there's a large pile of goo. What are we going to do with that? Lawyers for the doctors. Well, that organ's turned into a pile of goo. Can't fix that. You see, it's very interesting to have an emotional argument. I mean, I get passionate here for a variety of reasons, and I you know, but I want to try and preface everything I say, or base everything I say on what the facts really are, and not get over the top with the hyperbole. But as is becoming more and more common. Now, why did I bring that up? It's becoming more and more common. There was a lawsuit, and still is, in Montgomery County opposing a deer hunt underwritten by the county on county property for people to use archery tackle, and in particular crossbows, to harvest white-tailed deer. County thought it was a good idea. Bows are quiet. You're in a relatively close neighborhood setting. Not a lot of gunfire going off, not causing a lot of panic. It taken out some deer. Very effective management tool. No, boy, I'll tell you what. You ought to have seen the emotional argument on that. A woman in Montgomery County sued the county. She was aided by, and I'm sure partially funded by, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, in her lawsuit. And they used the Maryland anti-cruelty laws to say that it wasn't necessarily that bow hunting, they said, of course, bow hunting was cruel and crossbows were, I mean, these are weapons of mass destruction, although they're very slowly to very slow to reload, and, you know, they fire one arrow or bolt at a time. You know, I mean, you've got multiple deer spread out over thousands of yards across hundreds of neighborhoods, and these deer are dying in schoolyards in front of little screaming children. I mean, that's pretty much, yeah, that sums it up. But here's the kicker. Here's the danger. Here's what they said. Montgomery County also uses sharpshooters, assassins, deer assassins, basically. You put out bait for multiple days. You wait till the deer find the bait. You go in at night, night vision and suppressor-equipped rifles, head shoot every deer that comes into the bait. They don't even pay attention. And Montgomery County, by last summer, I think the number was 6,500 deer were taken out in Montgomery County by sharpshooters. And that's a lot of deer. 6,500 is a lot of deer on public land in Montgomery County. But, of course, that was okay because that was the most humane method possible, according to PETA. Whereas crossbows and archery tackle wasn't the most humane method possible. Although hunting is exempted from Maryland's animal cruelty laws, the little sticking point is that most humane methods possible. And that's what they sued on, those few little words in that statute. Guess what? The judge said, you have a valid point. But I have to rule for the county. Guess what? PETA appealed the lawsuit. It's in court now. What does this mean? What this means is you can make an emotional argument to the court. You can nitpick a law. You can present an argument based on several words in the law and convince a judge that your side is right. Forget the science. Forget the fact that, you know, any animal, for the most part, hit in a vital area with a modern compound or a modern crossbow or even a recurve bow, death comes within seconds, you know. You don't have these deer wandering across these, you know, neighborhoods for miles and, you know, dying with their tongues hanging out and blood snorting out their nose in front of little children at recess on the daycare playground. Yeah, just not going to happen. I mean, that's their argument, basically. So there's danger out there if you are a hunter. There's danger out there if you are a hunter. We have a litigious society. Everybody wants to sue everybody. Yep, it's a mindset. You're right, Chris. It is a mindset. We have here in Maryland the largest anti-hunting organization in the world. In Montgomery County, it's called the Humane Society of the United States, whose stated goal is to end hunting across the United States, one state at a time. HSUS has a seat on the Wildlife Advisory Committee. They have a representative on the seat on our Wildlife Advisory Committee here in Maryland. They have a seat at the table. They have people, lawmakers, who will file bills on their behalf. For example, this year it was Cow Nose Rays. Want to end bow fishing tournaments for Cow Nose Rays in the bay, once, now, and forever. Recreational opportunity for people to go out and have fun shooting some rough fish that are, in general, detrimental to the shellfish industry, to shellfish in the bay. They eat oysters, they eat crabs, they eat all the clams. And I mean, razor clams is preferred, and soft-shell clams, everything else. And, you know, we have people who think that it's their God-given mission, you know. Anyway, I'm just kind of pontificating there a little bit and trying to fill some time because we're hoping for some phone calls. And we do have a guest coming up. We got Chuck Stentz coming with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. And been on the boat a couple times with Chuck. We did a electrofishing trip down in southern Maryland for some shad a couple of years ago and got to visit the hatchery down there. We did a did a electrofishing trip a couple years ago. No, not electrofishing. Excuse me. A sturgeon excursion on Marshy Hope Creek looking for sturgeon. So it was all fun. Let me just throw this one in. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water. That means no rust in your truck bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can hurt your truck bed. They can scratch it. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more, of course. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, just like I did with a spray-on bed liner and a truck gear tonneau cover. Catonsville Linex. They have a new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard. That's across from Coons Ford. That's right. I'll say it again. Their new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. That's Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. That number, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. And then Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199, 789-0199 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie.
Fast-moving clipper-type weather systems, and they're pretty potent. They're pretty deep lows coming in. They don't have a ton of moisture with them, but we will see some blustery weather coming up for tonight and Sunday. And the chance for some accumulating snow tonight here in Baltimore. We had it last night, mainly up in south-central Pennsylvania. Mostly cloudy and blustery today with some rain showers possible and a high of 49 degrees. Rain or snow tonight, low of 35. Northwest wind Sunday, 15 to 25 miles per hour, high of 51. I'm meteorologist Scott Lauriemore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. Smithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale.
The good Lord only knows all the stories he could tell Granddaddy's gun. He bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
It's just a double. All right, we're back. Let's see, we got Tom in Baltimore and then Ross in Pasadena. Hang on, Ross. Tom's first. Good morning, Tom. How are you? Maybe Tom couldn't wait. Hello, Tom. Hello? 3, 2, 1. Call back, Tom. Ross, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I talked to you last week about the availability of shad roe.
Yeah, did you find some?
Yes, I did. That's why I'm calling, and also to wake up all the other callers.
Good for you.
I stopped by Wegmans in Crofton, and
mm-hmm.
They had about five of them there, but I ordered a dozen, and I'm going to pick those up today. And that usually means that the Wegmans at Hunt Valley will have them all.
Yeah, Wegmans isn't a sponsor. I just, you know, wish you wouldn't do that. But
sorry.
That's okay there, Ross.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. How do you fix them?
I just when I pick them up, just wash them off with very pure water.
Sure.
And then I just put fry them in butter, salt, and pepper, and then I may have them with lemon, and they go well with bacon and eggs. And
oh, my, yeah.
I may have them in the morning mm-hmm. or Sunday mornings.
So it's shad roe. Do you dust them in flour, cornmeal, or anything?
No, you can, but I don't. I just prepare them that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I buy 12. I
award
myself with one a month. I freeze them.
They freeze well, do they?
Yes, they do. Again, what I do with them, I'll just wash them, blot them dry.
Yeah.
And then wrap them in saran wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And then pre-freeze them, put them in the freezer and pre-freeze them a little bit until they harden up. And then I pack them in a container and mm-hmm. then keep them in the freezer.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
I would like, personally, I would probably go the route of a Food Saver. You know, and get all the air out of there. But saran wrap does a very, very good job of doing that when you wrap them tightly in saran wrap as well. So,
yeah.
Very good.
Well, I'm waiting for Bud from Fishbones to come back. That's when I know spring is usually.
He's back. I just did his commercial.
He is.
Yeah, I just did his commercial.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's there, buddy.
I'll stop that and welcome him home again.
Do that. Yeah, tell him you heard about it right here.
Will do. Yeah, I talk to him all the time about that.
Gotcha. Thanks, Ross.
He's a great guy.
He is.
Okay, well, I hope I'll wake up everybody out there.
Yeah, thanks, Ross. All right, buddy. Thanks.
Okay.
See ya. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Tom. He wants to talk about politics and guns. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Al. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, what's up?
I was listening to your story about these doctors
mm-hmm.
signed on that lawsuit, but thing you got to love about the liberals when they want to get in everybody else's business. The AR-15, that guy, I never got taken out of the trunk. So I don't know how they're making that their lawsuit.
Well, they're bringing in Columbine. They're bringing in the San Bernardino. They're bringing in the movie theater in Colorado. So, you know.
Yeah, Columbine, that guy had a... He had a high point rifle. He didn't have an AR-15. He had a 9mm high point. So, I don't know. But I think they ought to do like they do over in, I think it's England. They have a loser pays for lawsuits. If you bring a frivolous lawsuit and you lose, you pay.
That's a good plan.
That would cut down a lot of them.
That's a good plan. I like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would eliminate a lot of this.
Yeah, there's a lot of frivolous lawsuits out there.
Amen.
So there sure are.
I didn't get to talk to you since you got engaged. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Robin.
Thank you. I'm not sure if Robin's listening or not. She might be asleep. She's been on call at the hospital, and I know she got called in at 2, so that's not a good
Well, take care. Good talk to you.
Got it. All right. Thank you. Have a good one, Tom. Bye-bye. There he goes. Yeah. All right. Yeah, if we were off the air for a few seconds, we got a little note here from our buddy John that said we were off the air for a few seconds. That's because I said something I shouldn't have. And my sharp-eared producer, who actually listens to the show, you know, 50% of our producers here listen to this show and understand what's going on. And Chris is one of them. He bleeped me. Had to do it, didn't you? I know. You didn't bleep me online, though. You did? You bleeped me online? Well, he heard me say it. Ah, okay. All right. Well, at least you know how to work that board. 50% of our producers know how to do that. Just saying, and you're one of them. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you if you have some concerns about what's going on in Annapolis. If you have, I want to tell you, I don't know how many of you follow the Maryland Hunting Coalition on Facebook or like it or whatever, but yesterday, I think, day before, we found out we have a rockfish tournament, a rockfish trip for six out of Rock Hall going on our auction block, and this is for the trophy season. Now, there are only four dates available, two mornings and two afternoons. They're all Wednesdays, but that's going to be cool. And then we have a summer trip out of Rock Hall. We have a summer trip out of Southern Maryland. It's going to be either Solomon's or Point Lookout or somewhere down there, wherever they move the boat, where the fish are, for up to 10 people. So that'll be nice. Yeah, not just hunting. We have fishing, you know, that kind of stuff. We got a lot of guns. We got a lot of bows. We have some really, really nice bows. I mean, compound bows that are coming in. And some really, really, really nice crossbows. We have two Wicked Ridge crossbows, which are made by Ten Point. We have a Matthews crossbow. I mean, a Mission crossbow. And for now, that's it. But there might be another one. Not sure. I know we got three crossbows, four or five compounds. We have a couple for the kids. You know, adjustable from 18 to 28 inch, or even ladies that can use that. That's a Parker bow. Benelli donated a Montefeltro 20 gauge, beautiful walnut stock, beautiful, beautiful creature. That is a gorgeous firearm. I own a Montefeltro. I actually won one year. Yeah, and it is a wonderful shooting firearm. No question. We also have a Benelli Super Vinci, if I'm saying that correctly. 3.5 inch camo, beautiful firearm. We've got a Browning Silver. We've got a couple of rifles and a couple more shotguns and a couple of 22s. And Clyde was very generous and donated a 1522. That's in a Smith & Wesson M&P. Looks like a modern sporting rifle. So, and speaking of Clyde's, they're having a sale, by the way. It started yesterday and runs through the 26th, next Sunday. All the rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. You can save on all that stuff. There's a pen reel special, too. They have the Pen Warfare. The Warfare. It's a 30-weight level wind, just $89.95. And guess what? If you need new line, unspool that old junk off your reel and take your reels in, your empty spools in there. They'll fill your reels with premium monofilament at half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. That's all you have to do. They'll install the line right there while you watch. If it's normally 4 cents, you get it for 2 cents. If it's 6 cents, you get it for 3 cents. You get the idea. It excludes Power Pro, which is a braided line, so you don't want to try for that. But trolling combos from $89.95 to $139.95 for the best-selling trolling combo. And, of course, you can go up from there if you want. All the Shakespeare rods and reels, all the Pfluger rods and reels, all the ugly sticks are on sale. Check out all the selection of St. Croix rods. And remember, Clyde's is celebrating 60 years this year. So say congratulations to him for that. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number is 410-242-6108. And the 24-hour fishing hotline is up and running, 410-247-FISH, 247-3474. 247 Fish. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
All right, let's talk to our buddy Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you today, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. All right. I'm going to touch on something that happened the other day at the Lapinum Landing.
Lapinum, that's up on the Susquehanna Flats, isn't it?
That's a Susquehanna River.
Susquehanna River, yeah, okay, you got it. Yes, sir.
As you know, we have a catch-and-release striped bass fishery up there.
Right.
Apparently it gains a little controversy with other fishermen because of I think the size of the fish. Some of the fish we catch are actually fairly large.
Yeah, do you know this guy, Joe Yak?
I know Joe, and Joe knows me. I hope he's listening.
All right. Yeah, well, did you hear the early report?
I'm just getting you on your
Okay. All right.
Last 15 minutes.
All right. Well, if you read what he was talking about, I think this relates. So go ahead. What happened at Lapinum?
Well, at Lapinum, it's a catch and release, and it's a proper handling of the fish.
Right.
It's always been an issue, and I'm a huge advocate of using boga gripping tools and whatnot. Any kind of a gripper tool, you know, if you're not going to take a picture of the fish. Just unhook the fish at the boat side and don't even pull it out of the water. But if
right.
you want to take a picture, as it's written in the rule book, you can lift the fish out of the water, cradle the fish properly, take a picture of it, and release it.
Right.
Okay, so we were met at the boat ramp by the Natural Resource Police, and two young officers, I would assume they hadn't been on the force too long, Madison asked me how we did. I said, well, my son and I, more my son, he had the lucky horseshoe that day, caught 9 stripers, and we took a picture of a couple of them. And he says, well, you can't do that anymore. And I was like, flabbergasted. I said, you know, we catch a nice striper. We're excessively careful about the handling. And, you know, both fish were released alive. And he says, well, from now out, apparently they don't want you lifting them out of the water. And they don't want you using a net to land the fish, which a lot of fishermen use. If you get the net wet and everything is moist, the slime and the removal of any scale from a fish, everything is good. I've educated a lot of fishermen. I'm sure Joe Yak has educated a lot of fishermen about the proper release of these striped bass. But
yep.
Now they're starting to ticket people for improper handling a release of rockfish. And I understand this, Alan, because some fish are taken out of the water too long, and there's a 30-second window that they ask if you're going to take a picture, do it real quick. And, you know, use common sense and be gentle. So let me read.
I read this whole thing, Joe, earlier on. Joe was talking about the flats, exactly what you're talking about. And he said increased enforcement on the Susquehanna. DNR has officers on shore with spotting scopes, watching anglers fishing in the river. Many tickets for $250 each were written to anglers for failure to immediately release the fish. In general, any fish taken out of the water for a picture was ticketed. So with that in mind, and then here's he gives some suggestions, his last paragraph says, maybe recreational anglers have gotten sloppy in the way we handle fish. Maybe guys are fishing too close to the boundary and drawing attention to them. Maybe some guys are fishing over the line and keeping fish out of season. Maybe guys are snagging fish instead of catching them properly. These are the reasons for the enforcement. The Susquehanna is a wonderful fishery, and I plan to fish it often this spring. I hope following the suggestions will keep me from getting fined. And that's his concluding paragraph. So you're basically confirming what we read earlier, that pretty much led off the hour with that there is increased enforcement and citations and fines and everything else going out on the flats this year on this catch and release season, correct?
Absolutely correct. But I agree about the cheating and any poaching and anything going on. I've actually made a few phone calls pertaining to poaching up there. I don't see it too often. It's a very limited fishery of the amount of people that actually use it, and it's extremely limited of these quote-unquote cow rockfish that are even caught. It's a very small percentage, and since they eliminated the use of live herring for bait, which I was 100% for, you know, eliminating herring for bait. Alan, all my years, 40 years up there, I can probably count on one hand of how many floaters I've seen.
Right.
The department allows for a small 2% mortality during this season, which
right.
mortality, as far as I'm concerned, is non-existent.
Yeah.
As far as the stress level, until the eggs harden off, till the up to the spawn, the handling of the fish is really irrelevant, other than the fact that you want to handle them correctly and not take them out of the water extensively for any. The only thing I'm griping right now is the fact that it's not in the book or in the fisheries literature this year of this new thing about lifting the fish out of the water and taking a picture of it.
Right.
And we have a governor's challenge that suggests for catch and release citation to take a picture of the fish with a measuring tape so you can enter it in the contest.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Maryland contest. So what do we got going on here? We're contradicting ourselves with these little new satellite rules that are popping up. And frankly, I'm a small minority now, and I'm a small user, and the small user and what they how it's interpreted from what I hear elsewhere is they don't want this fishery at all. A lot of people totally think it's wrong.
I've never been for it. I've never been for this early season Susquehanna catch and release season. I've never been for it. I've never been ashamed to say I've never been for it. I just don't think it's right. That's just me.
Yeah, I understand. If a lot of it is people that are really typically aren't for it have never used that fishery.
Mm-hmm.
I've used the trophy season, and I'll never do it again because I'm totally disgusted at looking at carcasses of 20, 30-pound female fish pre-spawn and the trash buckets down at Breezy Point, Chesapeake Beach. I'm totally against killing these big cows, but I know that fishery is part of our limits, our quota.
Right.
But catch and release, minimal mortality. If it's done properly, you know, it's all good. But I just wanted to give a heads up on this new little satellite thing going on.
All right.
And how the enforcement, you might be able to talk to it some about this with the fisheries person you have coming in. I'm not sure.
All right. Thanks, Lee. I appreciate the call. Okay. We have to take a break here, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Al.
All right, Lee. Take care.
One. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey, this is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Bed Liners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bed Liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. You can choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. And you know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. The new location for Catonsville Linex is 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800. That concludes this hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Coming up next, our buddy Chuck Stentz, Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We're going to talk about some cool stuff. Now get out, stay safe, protect yourself.